You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
You know how I do. I do it. Sport mode, fly like Mew. Charged up like Raichu. See him trying to jock my moves. Yeah, I was on the block like you. Just another Northside youth. Where a dollar make a dream come true. Yeah. Well, we pull up to the scene, go boom, boom, boom. Yeah. I'm a catcher. Never start out.
Yeah. Whole time we're just proper and nice, and then just the title. Oh shit! It's too late. We already cursed.
Yeah, we're doing great.
We're doing great.
I'm battling a Ninetales right now.
Oh, Ninetales.
A Ninetales.
What happens if it's like only has 8 tails? Does it really count as a Ninetales?
No idea. Oof. Taken down.
Taken down.
That's what it said.
Are you gonna
oof?
Oof.
I'm just here to catch Wooloo, let's be honest.
I'm just here for the Wooloo.
I've caught like 10 so far. So many. I'm gonna build my herd.
Herd. I heard that. Well. Well.
We're doing great.
Yeah. Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Critical Hit. We are a Pokemon podcast that you're doing so well today. I love our new schedule. We are a Pokemon podcast that talks primarily about the Pokemon TCG, but we also talk about the other parts of the Pokemon fandom as well.
Like Pokemon Go,
because all the Wooloo.
All the Wooloo. Let's see how many I have now, actually.
Yeah, let's count your Wooloo. Anyways, I am Jake. You could find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattoo.raichu.
I have 8 Wooloo. My name is Sam.
Bash! Manta.
I hate all of it. All of it. Every bit.
You hate all of it?
All of it. I was going to say all of you, but there's only one person in here besides me. And I don't hate potato. Come here, potato. Shit.
That definitely has to be the episode now. Oh shit. Oh shit, all news. I'm
so excited about the cat. So my name is Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer. There's a cat here.
Oh shit, there's a cat here. So yeah. Sam, how was your last couple of your weeks? Because those of you who don't know, reminder, we have switched to a new schedule. Due to Sam is now working at school, and so in order to allow her to pay attention to the children of Nightmare, known as her class, allowed her to. We're going every other week. So how was your last couple of weeks?
They've been good. They've been super busy. A lot of logistical stuff that I definitely forgot about with the beginning of the year. Like everybody needs an instrument and getting those out to kids. And then yesterday I was with the high school and we had the Palisade Peach Festival parade. And so I was out there. We had a kid bike 12 miles from Grand Junction in order to make it instead of just asking for a ride. So that was fun. But it's been good. It's been busy. Living that life. What about you? How's your week been? Weeks? Multiple?
Busy. Really busy. So, I had some friends over, so we did some camping, and then I am officially designing merch for Holy Name, who just got signed on the Face Down Records. So, it's basically Death Star and Sleeping Giant not being called Death Star and Sleeping Giant. Let's just be honest.
One of those super groups.
So here's the thing. So there's Death Star, and then when Death Star ended, Sleeping Giant formed, and then when Sleeping Giant ended,
holy name.
So yeah, basically it's just all Rev Crew stuff. So I'm doing designing merch for that, and then just kind of going 1,000 miles an hour. It seems like it just for some reason fall between the beginning of the year, the summer is the slow time for us, believe it or not. So like as we lose, as like business slows down for us in the fall for the shop, our social lives kick up into high gear. But the problem is now is she's booked out till November and our social lives are kicking into high gear. So I don't get to fucking breathe. Potato, that was rude.
Goddamn potato.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
So, yeah, that's kind of been kind of what's been crack-a-lacking lately.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Look at her. She's just stretching. Not a care in the world.
I know. Why can't I live a life like that?
Right? Potato, get a job.
Get a fucking job.
Contribute to society, Potato. In this episode, we just shit-talk Potato.
Yeah.
There's no news. We just shit talk a cat. Yeah.
Oops, all shit.
Ah, shit. But there is actually news with us being not on hiatus, but with us having more time in between episodes, we're actually getting more news and we have the opportunity to focus on the big news as opposed to every single little piece. So this is super cool. First one we're going to start off with is apparently not going to open for me. We have a Shining Magikarp that has been revealed in Japan's 25th anniversary set. So far, we've talked about the 25th anniversary set a ton. I know I'm setting aside money for it. I'm sure you are too, if we can get our hands on it.
Right.
Japan has their specific set. And then they have a quote-unquote, like, promo packs where you get a special card reprint from the past. So far, we've seen Charizard, we've seen Venusaur, we've seen other cards as well that are escaping me. But this time, we are seeing a version of Shining Magikarp. And this is the gold Magikarp swimming through the ocean.
Ooh, yeah. yes, we talked about it yesterday when we didn't...
When
we did record the episode.
We talked about it, but we didn't record it. So, Shining Magikarp is a reprint from 2001's Neo Revelation. In Japan, it will be a promo available through the 25th Anniversary Edition promo pack, which you can get for... when purchasing 4 booster packs of the 25th anniversary collection.
Which I'm really excited for that, honestly.
Right? Each pack contains one of 25 classic cards. All of the cards will have the secret rare texture and McDonald's holofoil pattern. We also have a new Lugia card that's coming. It's based off of the 25th anniversary collection set, which contains, in Japan, 28 plus cards. Our celebration set will combine with the 25 promos to create a 45 plus card set. All the cards in both sets will be holo.
Right. And also this week, what we've got going on is Sam forgot a giant 5-pound bag of cheese in my fridge.
Yeah, I was going to pick that up today.
No, I'm kidding. No, so there's actually a really cool... So the special delivery Bidoof codes are being emailed out today. Which, again, let's just... Can we talk about how, like, precious that image is?
It's super cute.
Precious.
Precious.
It is precious. Like, here's the thing. He's got, like, the little, like, mailman police hat on.
He's riding... He's in a baby Bjorn.
Yeah,
Charizard is carrying him in a baby Bjorn.
So, here's the thing. Bidoof's not working at all. He's just along for the ride. Charizard's got the saddles. He's doing all the work. Bidoof is just looking cute and
chilling.
He's just chilling. Anyways, so that's being mailed out. The Pokemon Center has started to email customers codes to get the special delivery Bidoof. To get the card, you'll need to spend at least $20 and enter the code. Upon checkout, the promo will then be added to your cart. So, yeah, the opportunity to get the code was originally offered to customers who signed up for Pokemon Center's newsletter before July 1st. The website sent out a link July 1st, Bidoof Day, which you could check out July 10th. Why haven't we signed up for that for the Critical Hit email? We do job well.
We don't check that email.
I mean, we should sign up for this newsletter, though.
They've handed out a couple of things that I've had the opportunity to get as, like, my personal email, but not through Critical Hit, because we do our jobs great.
Because 5-pound bags of cheese.
5-pound bags of cheese.
So, yeah, it was originally offered, you know, if you sign up for before July 1st, which you could click until July 10th. And so, yeah, they're sending that out. Just to name off the moves for this card, you have Happy Delivery, which is search your deck for an item card, reveal it, and put it into your hand, and then shuffle your deck, and then Rock Smash. Flip a coin if heads. This attack does 30 more damage. So, the point of is it's fucking adorable.
It's, like you said, it's absolutely precious. The really great thing about this code is it will be emailed to you. It's coming out in waves, so if you haven't gotten it yet, don't stress. But this code does not expire until the end of the year. Additionally, if you get a code, you are guaranteed a card. It's not like they have a certain amount made and that's it. It's like they have your card saved.
Right.
So hop on Pokemon Center, spend $20. It's stupid easy.
It's easy. Like, here's the thing. If you, I promise you, you can find something for $20 on PokeCenter. Mm-hmm. If you can't, you're not trying hard enough. And actually, you're not trying not enough. Because here's the thing. I can go on right now and I could probably find like 5 things
that you'd want.
That I'd want for $20. Let's go ahead and PokeCenter.
While you're doing that, I just think it is super hysterical that everybody thought this card was a joke. And then Pokemon Center actually sent out this survey.
Dude, already. So for $34.99, there's a Pikachu pumpkin candle holder light thing.
They have the Halloween stuff up?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
like, this dude, just in. Right off the bat. Right off the fucking bat.
This just in. I've spent too much money today online, so I'm going to spend more. I don't know. I might wait till I get the code before I buy something.
Right. So, yeah, like, I literally didn't even... So they have the plushes. They have the... So for new releases, let's just go ahead and let's just go home. Let's see here. They have plates, baskets, wall decor. Okay, I'm just gonna hit the main page. Shop now.
My favorite things to buy on Pokemon Center right now are the little sitting cuties plushes.
Right. So the Pokemon TCG Calyrex V Ice Rider and Shadow Rider boxes are $20.
Technically
$19.99.
So you'd have to buy that plus one other thing.
Let's look at the plushes because they're always really cute and fun to look at. Thank you for joining to us on Rabbit Trail 616.
The Wooloo fluffy flock double deck.
Dude, box. The Houndoom plush was fucking adorable.
Oh yeah,
it sold out and it was brand new. That was $10.99. The Snorlax, the Gigantamax Snorlax plush. That was $47.99. The Gigantamax Gengar plush. Look, you can get a Bidoof Comfy Friends plush to go with your card for $35.99. Look at that. Fucking holy precious. God. Let's see here.
If you wanted that Wooloo playmat that we talked about a little while ago, that's gone. But it was $25. That'd work for it.
They have relaxing Yamper. You know, relaxing Pikachu for $24. Like, so they have a bunch of stuff. Here's the thing.
This metal wall decor for $70?
Yeah, so, you know, buy someone an early Christmas gift, knock someone off your list, and get your card. So we'll move on from that.
Yeah.
Point. We proved our point. There's no excuse.
No excuse. If you have that code, get the freaking card. It's super cute. They're going to be hard to get because I think they're only going to be available like this one time. All right. So over the course of the past week or so, we've gotten a ton of news. And this is mainly about the Legends of Arceus game coming out. This video game is going to be super cool, and we'll talk about that later. But if you are a resident of Japan, you have something super special coming when you pre-order this. And that is a wonderful, gorgeous, like, alternate art version of Arceus V, which features like a landscape of Sinnoh with Mount Coronet in the background. You see Bidoof, you see Beautifulies, and then you see Arceus flying through the air, our wonderful goat and offense god. But for those who pre-order Pokemon Legends Arceus in Japan will receive a new Arceus V promo. The card is a special art promo, and it features the moves of Trinity Charge. Search your deck for up to 3 basic energy cards and attach them to your Pokemon V in any way you like. Then shuffle your deck. And then Power Edge. When your Pokemon V is knocked out, your opponent takes 2 prize cards. In Taiwan and Hong Kong, the promos... There's also going to be other promos for Leafeon and Glaceon, the 2 evolutions that were announced in Sinnoh. In Taiwan and Hong Kong, promos of Leafeon V and Glaceon V will also be available to those who buy Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. You'll get Leafeon V if you purchase Brilliant Diamond, and Glaceon V if you buy Shining Pearl. The cards will be different from the ones in Eevee Heroes. It's currently unknown if the cards will be available elsewhere. I know I, for one, am really hoping that we get all 3 of these promos, just because, one, the Arceus is ridiculous. It is so cool. And 2, who doesn't love new arts, especially of the evolutions? I know a lot of people view that Glaceon and Leafeon are kind of the of the evolutions, but they're still great Pokemon, still wonderful cards. I'm excited to see what they look like, and I'm sure Jake is as well. But guess what? That is all of our TCG news. So we are going to move on because we have some pretty big topics coming up in the world of like video game news. First off, Blissey has joined Pokemon Unite, and the latest update features some bug fixes. I personally haven't played as Blissey, but I've definitely played with people who have played with Blissey, and just from what I've seen, that Pokemon is a tank. Just like in Pokemon Go, just like in the mainline games, Blissey seems to have a ton of HP, able to just take hits like nobody's business, and it is honestly just a royal pain in my ass whenever you're trying to get past one. Really great to have on the team, though. It is an intermediate Pokemon, I believe, so not the easiest one to start off with, but definitely not the hardest. Up next, we have the Pokemon Direct that just came out this past week on the 18th. That featured tons of new gameplay footage from both Diamond and Pearl and Legends of Arceus. That's actually going to be our main topic today, so we'll cover that more later. But for right now, that Direct also had more information about Pokemon Unite, which they announced that some of the new Pokemon are going to be Mamoswine and Sylveon. Then it also featured info on Pokemon Cafe Mix, which they are revamping to make...
Yeah,
Pokemon Cafe Remix.
So, okay. to rewind on the discussion of Unite, why the fuck is Raichu not in there yet? Like, I am...
Okay, so...
Where's my boy?
It's been teased that, like, Blastoise was coming because you have Venusaur and Charizard. But we get fucking Blissey. And I was just saying, I was playing earlier today. And I haven't played Blissey myself.
Right.
But I've played, like, on teams with Blissey, and I've played against teams with Blissey, and that bitch is a royal pain in my ass.
Why is it every game she's in, she's just broken for no fucking reason?
Fucking tank. Always. Pokemon Damn. Go, you remember when we, like, spent an hour taking down a gym in the early days?
Right, because of fucking Blissey.
Sitting at, like, fucking Long's Park, just...
Dude, she straight up reminds me of the mean bitch from Harry Potter.
Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah, Umbridge, yes.
Yeah. I haven't played her. But she seems like a fucking pain in my ass.
So, anyways, yeah. So, I played Pokemon Cafe for a while. Because I do like those stupid puzzle games. It's a good time waster. The problem is, I felt like... there's a lot going on for just a simple puzzle game, which, don't get me wrong, I appreciate the storyline, but the storyline for me felt a little forced.
You open a cafe and then you convince your customers to work for you.
Right. So I think it could have been like, what I think would have been cool is like after you reach a new level, you get a new Pokemon, and they kind of, I wish it was a little more simplified and watered down. Because I think there's nothing wrong with just another generic mix and match puzzle game where you get to collect fun Pokemon. Remember like the Tsum Tsum game from Marvel?
Well, it reminds me a lot of the Marvel Tsum Tsum game, and they have it for Disney. But essentially the premise, like the mechanic is the same.
Right, but the storyline. Where story you just line... like
spin and try and connect, but the storyline is odd.
Yeah, so I stopped playing it just because of that. The remix thing is cool, but I'm going to be honest, I don't know if it's enticing enough for me to want to hop back on and play. To play, for some reason, I'm hearing my own voice, and that for some reason that just threw me off. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
I don't know if it's enticing enough for me to want to play it again. Like, it's a cute game, it was a fun game, but I... like I said, I think it should have been just like a super cut and dry of like, the more levels you pass, the more Pokemon you get, and if you want to dress them up, you can, because it's a fun feature, not because it's an actual story mechanic. That's just me. I don't know. Right. If you guys think I'm wrong, talk shit.
And that's, and it's funny you bring up the dressing them up, because they said in the Pokemon Direct that you actually got new, like, puzzle mechanics changed a little bit, and then they showed the footage of the exact same thing. But the only other new thing that I saw was that you could dress up the Pokemon. And yeah, it's a super cute feature. Get them to wear little different chef's hats and different little coats for their different abilities and the stuff that they make. But other than that, it seems like the exact same game, and there's nothing wrong with it. Different strokes for different folks, I guess. But yeah, interesting. In other Pokemon Direct news, we have, I guess it's the 2-year anniversary of Pokemon Masters EX or Pokemon Master Sex.
Hashtag Pokemon Master Sucks.
Yeah, that was honestly...
Getting in Garvador.
That was big news to me.
Humping Vaporeon.
Okay, fucking stop. That was big news to me. I didn't think the game had been around that long.
Dude, I haven't even played it yet. Like, straight up, honestly, I haven't even bothered going in. To checking out Pokemon Master Sex.
I tried, and honestly, it's hard. Like, it's harder than it should be for, like, a mobile game that I'm just trying to kill time with.
Yeah.
Okay,
here's my theology on mobile games. They should absolutely just be... that fresh can opening is brought to you by Liquid Death, who is not our official sponsor yet, but you should sponsor us, because why not? We like to murder animals and murder thirst.
shit.
Oh shit. So my thing is, it's like, mobile games need to be exactly that, time wasters, right? Regular video games, I don't mind heavy storyline and like heavy gameplay and actually being hard. Again, mobile games, time wasters. Like, they're meant for, like, if I'm sitting in a lobby in the doctor's office, or, you know, waiting for, like, if it's a slow day at the shop and I've got nothing to do. That's what it should be for, you know? So it's just like, I feel like if you overcomplicate a game,
it's too much.
Right. Pokemon Go is a special
exception.
Exception because of what it is, but we'll talk more about that later on.
Yeah. And then other Nintendo Direct news, which we will discuss later, but we'll just bring up now. We got gameplay footage and more information about Legends, Arceus, and Diamond and Pearl. So,
yes, let's talk about Diamond and Pearl first, because I have a ton to say about Arceus.
Okay, that's totally fine. Okay.
So you went from a pop filter to a fur filter.
Yeah, in other video game news.
Hold on, this has to go in the story, because the fact that, like, when people are listening to it and they don't understand what's going on, they need to understand what's going on.
And are you having a good time? Hi. This purr is brought to you by Potato.
I don't know if we can hear it. Ooh, Onyx. So Brilliant Diamond, and
we're talking about that as our main topic.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. Oh. We're getting there, I promise. I want to get through the rest of the news.
Okay. All right.
We'll get there.
Skipping it.
Skipping it for now. Jizz!
Did you just say jizz?
It's meant to be like jizz and jizz. But yeah, I did.
So, there you have it, folks. When you can apply jizz and shit, you get jizz. So, if someone says I jizzed on her face.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jizz.
Okay. Fucking. Okay, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Potato.
Can you hear yourself?
I can hear the cat. Hey, sweetheart. Okay. Here we go. Perfect.
You're trying so hard.
A code was given. No, potato. Ow. Potato.
Oh
no, your ass is on it.
You're not getting it. Oh.
It's okay, now her hair is all over your pop filter. It's fine. Okay, there we go. Thank you.
She's done what she needed to.
Completely derailed this entire episode.
A whole 5 minutes of what the fuck.
A code was given during the Korean Pokemon Trainers Cup 2021 competition stream. This code allows for all players to receive a Porygon Z based on the one used by Zhang Sang-yun, the winner of last year's tournament. The code is 1STPTCCHAMP. First PTC Champ. This Porygon Z is level 50, holds a silk scarf, has the adaptability ability. I just fucking hate that. The adaptability ability. Timid nature, and has the moves Hyper Beam, Thunderbolt, Dark Pulse, and Nasty Plot.
Ah. There's a Nasty Plot of brewing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we do not know when that code expires, but if you get it right away, you don't have to worry about it. So, get your copy of Sword and or Shield, type in that code, and get yourself a competition-ready Porygon, which is super cool.
And pointless, because you're going to get your ass kicked anyways.
Probably. Once again, that code is 1STPTCCHAMP. CHAMP, first PTC champ. That meow of disgust. She's not having it.
Okay, it's picking it up.
See, Potato, this is why you come to me. And guess what? Other than Diamond, Pearl, and Arceus, that's all of our video game news.
Dope. Okay, you want to know something hilarious? So what was it? The other day I was manhandling her, and she was not having it. And then I put her down, and she got pissed that I stopped manhandling her.
I believe it. She's a weird one.
Well, it's because I started giving the other cat and Coda attention, so she's just like, oh.
Fuck you, then. All right. Moving on to Pokemon Go news. She's going to kick your ass. Moving on to Pokemon Go news, we have Sword and Shield, the Ultra Unlock Part 3. This started Friday, August 20th at 10 a.m. local time, and it ends August 31st at 8 p.m. local time. Hoopa's Mischief from Pokemon Go Fest 2021 continues with the final part of our Ultra Unlock event.
Which
part
this also three. Celebrates 5 years of Pokemon Go as well.
Yes, it does. This is Pokemon Go's 5th anniversary. I thought you shoved that up her butt.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm like, why? She is so calm right now. Like a little thermometer. And I'm like, no. Angles are hard, man.
I'm sorry. What the hell?
I'm like, not like up her butt, but like in between her legs.
I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oh my god. What the you're the one who stuck it there.
We don't need Brittany to ruin the podcast.
No. So, Sword and Shield Ultra Unlock Part 3. No one could have predicted that Pokemon originally discovered in Galar region of Pokemon Sword and Shield would be making their Pokemon Go debut. The final part of this year's Ultra Unlock will feature the Pokemon Go debuts of two legendary Pokemon first found in the Galar region, Zacian and Zamazenta, and their Hero of Many Battles forms, which makes more sense than the they look like shit forms that I was calling them. So yeah, it's their beat to shit forms, but
I had too much to drink last night form.
Yeah, one too many bar fights forms. So now we know the name of it. It appears that the one who brought them to Pokemon Go was none other than Hoopa, which recently caused mischief during Pokemon Go Fest 2021. Alongside them, Squovet, Greedent, Wooloo, Dubwool, and Phalanx will be arriving in Pokemon Go. If you're lucky, you might even find a shiny Galarian Meowth, a shiny Galarian Farfetch'd, a shiny Galarian Weezing, or a shiny Galarian Stunfisk. During the event, we have exclusive timed research for a chance to encounter Pokemon first discovered in the Galar region. You get themed field research tasks from Pokemon stops if you complete field research, or you may encounter Squovet, Wooloo, or Phalanx. Starting on the 19th, which is already passed at 3 p.m., uniforms that appear in the Galar region will be available as avatar items in Pokemon Go. So this is the generic competitor's uniform, the Dragon-type gym, and Team Yell. Those are the uniforms that they have in there so far. Pick up the Gym Challenger uniform avatar item for free, which is worn by Pokemon trainers challenging gyms in the Galar region. If you want to show off your Dragon-type or Dark-type pride, you can purchase Dragon-type sport uniform and Dark-type sport uniform avatar items in the shop. Beginning Friday, August 20th at 10 a.m. local time, event-exclusive stickers will also be available. Pick them up in the shop or by spinning photo discs at Pokestops and gyms. As for spawns, Squovet and Wooloo will be appearing more frequently in the wild, and they have been everywhere, specifically Squovet. You can also look forward to finding Galarian Darumaka, Trubbish, and more. And those more include Kingler, Snorlax, Galarian Darumaka, Trubbish, which has a chance to be shiny, Squovet, Wooloo. And if you're lucky, you might encounter Phalanx. So, fun fact. I was in a shopping center last night, and there were 3 Phalanx just spawned in a row, and they made a weird triangle. It's kind of culty. Because you were, like, standing inside that triangle? That's not normal.
That is not.
No. And so, in 7-kilometer eggs, you can hatch Galarian Meowth, Galarian Ponyta, Galarian Slowpoke, Galarian Farfetch'd, Galarian Zigzagoon, Galarian Darumaka, and Galarian Stunfisk. The Meowth, Ponyta, Farfetch'd, Zigzagoon, and Stunfisk all have the chance to be shiny. For week 1 raids, the following Pokemon will be in raids from Friday, August 20th at 10 a.m. to Thursday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Appearing in 1-star raids, we have Galarian Slowpoke, Galarian Farfetch'd, Unknown You, and Galarian Zigzagoon. Due to a bug causing Phalanx to appear distorted, Phalanx will be replaced by Machamp in 3-star raids. So you have Lapras, Galarian Weezing, and Machamp. And then in Zacian, in its Hero of Many Battles form, will be appearing in 5-star raids. You can also look out for a raid hour event featuring Zacian happening on Wednesday, August 25th from 6 to 7 p.m. local time. And then appearing in Mega Raids is Big Dick B.
That's Big Dick B.
I have my 7th graders say that a lot, and I have to yell at them to stop. It's Big Dick B.
I mean, are they wrong, though?
They're not. Week 2 raids.
You're not wrong, are they, Potato?
1-star raids, we have Galarian Meowth, Galarian Ponyta, Unknown You, and Galarian Darumaka. In 3-star raids, Phalanx is being replaced by Gengar. And then you also have Snorlax and Galarian Stunfisk. And then in 5-star raids, you have Zamazenta in its beat-to-shit form. And then Pidgeot will be appearing in Mega Raids. At the start of the event, Galarian Meowth, Galarian Farfetch'd, Galarian Weezing, and then you also have Sirfetch'd, Perserker, and Galarian Stunfisk are all now available to be shiny, which is super cool.
Oh, dope.
Sirfetch'd, I really like that gold. For the rest of them, not much changed. Stunfisk has the second biggest change with the footprints being yellow instead of green.
Right.
And that's it for that. So, out of all the Pokemon, which ones, besides Wooloo, obviously, are you most excited to catch?
Phalanx.
Phalanx?
Phalanx is a favorite of mine. I have used Phalanx in a lot of battles in Sword and Shield, so... For sure, it is the Phalanx without fail.
Right. And the stickers for Phalanx are honestly super cute, because it shows them, like, busting apart instead of in their marching line. I know I'm personally excited to try and get, like, a decent Zacian and a decent Zamazenta. I've done 3 Zacian raids so far, and they have all been just trash. Like, one was 1 stat above the lowest you can get. And I don't know if that's just because they're in their beat-to-crap forms, or if they're actually just bad. You never know.
Could be both.
Could be both. Also, I just really want a shiny Galarian Zigzagoon so bad to get that cotton candy Obstagoon.
You want that so bad.
I do.
Where's your so bad hot potato? She's like tearing the shit out of my hand.
This coffin dance is brought to you by the TV in the next room.
I know. What else do we got going on, Sam?
For Pokemon Go, we have Oshawott Community Day that is happening on September 19th from 11 to 5. The bonuses will include increased spawns, 3x catch XP, 3-hour incense, and 3-hour lures. Oshawott will be appearing more frequently in the wild. It will also be attracted to rainy lure modules. If you're lucky, you might encounter a shiny Oshawott. The exclusive move, if a Dewott is evolved into Samurott, during the event plus 2 hours after, it will learn the exclusive move Hydro Cannon.
Mm. Hydro Cannon, huh?
Hydro Cannon. This event, just like the past community days, will feature a special research, exclusive research story for $1. You have the chance to do photo bombs to get photo bombed by Oshawott. There is a community day box for 1,280 Pokecoins featuring 50 Ultra Balls, 5 Lucky Eggs, 5 Rainy Lure Modules, and an Elite Fast TM. You'll also be able to get Oshawott-inspired stickers.
Stickers?
Stickers! By spinning Pokestops, opening gifts, and purchasing them from the in-game shop. Stickers that they haven't shown. Yeah, so that is Community Day. I don't know about you, but I'm actually going to be out, like, out and about playing this one. And not just hiding in my house from the heat. For a couple reasons. One, incense are no longer super effective when you're just sitting there. So, Pokemon don't pop up as often. And then two, by that point in the year, we should start to cool down, which will be nice.
Right. I honestly, dude, I wish I had more time to play Pokemon Go. I think I just need to make it a priority, but I think I need to like schedule time to actually go out and play it, because it's just, I don't know. It was a lot easier when it first came out because there was the hype of it, but definitely it's one of those things where like I miss playing it, but I need to be able to like, I don't know. I think I just need to like put that reminder in my head. Like I'm in a sweet spot to play, where we work within the same
area. Parameter. We are so literally like, right across the street.
Right. So like I honestly there, I should be able to do it.
Right. And you know, sometimes life gets busy, but Pokemon Go, and this goes for anybody, especially those people listening.
You, Jared.
Yeah.
Jared. Do we have a Jared that listens to us?
I don't know.
We're calling you out, Jared.
Yeah, Jared. Pokemon Go is one of those games that's really great to play with friends. Like, during Go Fest, I got together with two friends and we just, like, were downtown all day. And it was a good time, you know? We made a day out of it. We raided with other people. We got lunch. It was just fun.
Yeah, you were going downtown, swinging around. Sugar,
making my way downtown, walking fast.
Walking past?
Faces past, and now I'm homebound.
Yeah. You know, and you know, Sugar, you were going down swinging.
I like how we had two different songs going on. It's great.
We're amazing.
Going down in an earlier round. So yeah, Oshawott Community Day. Community Day is another great way to get like a hold of your Pokemon Go group. And just meet new people and have fun with that group. I know lots of towns have Discords that you could probably look up and find and just get together and meet with people. And as long as you're in a group, it's not super weird and scary. So, yeah. Pokemon Go is usually a good time. And Community Day is a great way to jump in and get some of those shinies that you might be after.
Right, right.
Last bit of Pokemon Go news. Niantic has returned pandemic bonuses in Pokemon Go back to New Zealand.
Yes, because New Zealand is currently on lockdown. However, with that, there was some controversy because a bunch of people have been upset recently because they are a little salty that the rest of the world or the U.S. hasn't gotten it. Here's the thing.
We're not on lockdown.
Yeah, and...
And, I mean, I get it. Like, right now, the pandemic's still very real. And it's worse in some places than others. And right now, the U.S. is in a very, how do I put this diplomatically, interesting position. But currently we are not in any official form of lockdown, so it doesn't make sense to me that the pandemic bonuses be reinstated.
Right. Here's the thing. We have the privilege of being able to go out and play with our friends. I think just because one group of people that has it doesn't mean we have to have it. I am sorry, but where they don't have the privilege to play with their friends, we do. And so that's the point of this game, is to go out with your friends and get exercise and go do shit. If you are taking this game too seriously beyond the fact of like having a good time, maybe you're playing this game a little too obsessively. Like, I see people genuinely getting upset about small things, and they're making a career out of Pokemon Go, which there's nothing wrong with that. Good for you if you do.
Right. Content creation is a good thing. We can both agree with that. But
it, at the end of the day, it's a game, and games are supposed to be fun. Yeah. Don't ruin it.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be a butt.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh shit.
That reminds me, after this I have to show you a commercial, and it has to do with butts.
Perfect.
So yeah, basically New Zealand's sort of like in a level 4 lockdown essentially, but Pokemon Go plans on reverting back to the regular in-game stuff as soon as they're out of lockdown. We don't want these bonuses, because that means we're going into lockdown.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I don't want to go into lockdown. No lockdown is worth... like, no amount of bonuses is worth going back into lockdown like we were for me. So, consider it a blessing that if you're a U.S. listener, we don't have these bonuses right now. Yeah. Cool. That's Pokemon Go news. We did it.
We did it. We did it. We did it. Yay!
Oh yeah, we did it. We did it. So Jake, do you want to talk about the new mythical Pokemon product? Because we are moving on to new product news.
Yes. Is it the one that...
Yes, it's that one.
Okay.
It's so, that one.
Yes. So, okay. So, boys and girls. Boys and girls, let me tell you, there's a new Mythical Squishy Premium Collection coming out in November. So what this product is going to come with is, it comes with 3 squishies of Mew, Celebi, and Victini. Basically, Celebi and Mew look like adult-shaped toys.
Do they?
A little bit.
Oh.
Oops.
Celebi.
Pokemon Master Sex. and Victini. And they seem to be sort of like this rubbery plush, kind of like stress balls, or kind of like the silicone squish that's been really popular as of late. And this is the first time that we've seen them. It also includes a reprinted Pokemon V promos of Mew, Celebi V, and Victini V. So you get those 3 V cards and 8 booster packs. It'll probably cost around $40 to $50. It is a cute box set, but the squishies are, they're fun, don't get me wrong, but it's a little odd, and I get the boldness of wanting to go out there and
dive into the world of fidget toys, I guess, but
right.
Dang.
Or pleasure toys.
Oh.
What if they're not squishy at all?
Nobody shove it up your butt.
What if they're hard?
No.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
This good is thing, critical good thing hit only... telling you, please do not shove the Celebi up your butt.
Good thing OnlyFans is going out of business.
Rip in peace. Yeah, so $40 to $50, like, the packs itself is worth it. I am still so intrigued about these squishies. I am not a fidget toy fan. Especially, like, working in the realm of middle school where everybody has the Poppets. But in reality, in the band world, you have, like, multi-hundred-dollar fidget toys in your hands. And I don't like to see regular fidget toys. Because instruments are fidgety enough. I'm torn. I have absolutely no use for these fidget toys. Absolutely not. And then if I see them come into my classroom, I'm going to be the asshole that takes them.
That's how you collect them.
I just have like a wall. I have them like on shelves like your pops. I just have them sit there. It'll be good. It'll be great. You threw those headphones on, potato. So, yeah, I'll definitely probably pick up the box anyways just to see what the fidget, like, what these squishy toys are. Jake, are you planning on picking up this box if you can find it? I mean, it's a weird one.
It definitely is a weird one, probably, just so I could see if I could put it in Potato's butt, because apparently I put my Apple Pencil in her butt, too, so.
Slid right in.
Like a slide whistle.
She's so sleepy.
So the booster packs will be fun. I don't know necessarily about the squishies. I'll probably end up giving those away. I don't see them retaining or holding any value.
No.
In it at either. All, but it's fun.
It's a really interesting concept. And I'm not necessarily against it. I just am a little uncomfy with it. And now that you mentioned Celebi looks like a butt plug, I don't know how much I can handle that. Moving on to other new products. We have a brand new Tag Team Pikachu and Zekrom GX Premium Collection box, as well as a Tag Team Reshiram and Charizard GX Premium Collection box. Both are releasing in November and current and has previously unreleased cards in the US. These cards are super cool. They feature the gold versions of both Pikachu and Reshiram. It's finally coming to English. It's finally being translated into English 2 years after its original Japanese release. Never been released in English before. The collection will come with 10 booster packs, a gold Pikachu and Zekrom promo or Reshiram promo, a jumbo version of the same card, and then a PTCGO card. It will release sometime in November. Currently, this has only been confirmed for EB stores in Australia, but it will certainly come to at least one retail chain in the United States. It'll cost about $120 Australian, which is about $90 US. Although the actual price will probably be closer to 50, judging by the number of packs. So yeah, about $5 a pack. That sounds about right.
Right.
I would love to see more cards from Tag Team All-Stars. But the fact that we're getting the gold versions of the Pikachu and the Reshiram, I'm super stoked for.
Yeah.
And honestly, these cards are super cool and something we haven't seen before with gold cards, because they have like a solid gold background, but then each Pokemon itself is a different color. So like Zekrom is blue, Charizard is orange, Pikachu is like an orangish yellow. And it just like shows the shadows and the highlights. It's really cool. And I'm excited to get them. If we can find them, I know this is going to be a hot product, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, honestly, there a lot of the 25th anniversary products are going to go like crazy. I know Target has been doing better at holding some products. They're still going quickly, not as quickly, but once the 25th anniversary comes out, I think we're going to start seeing that issue again of like scalping just really taking advantage of it. So if you live in an area where that's kind of an issue, be on top of that shit.
Yeah. I don't know how much these particular products will go, because they're not 25th anniversary specific. But they are coming out around the 25th anniversary stuff. Like, not much later than the second wave of 25th anniversary stuff. So we might see some scalping with that, especially because this is the first release of these cards in English.
Right.
Yeah. Other new products, we have Evolving Skies coming out August 27th. We have the Eeveelution Tins coming out September 3rd. A build and battle... Oh, real quick, let me backtrack. With Evolving Skies, there's also a Duraludon promo that you can get from GameStop if you purchase $15 or more in Pokemon products. So do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. We have the Build and Battle Stadium releasing on September 10th. V Union boxes and a Dragonite box releasing on September 24th. October 8th, we have the Rayquaza and Noivern V Battle Decks. The 8th and the 22nd of October, we have the Celebrations 25th Anniversary set. And then for the two remaining first partner packs, which are the three jumbo cards of the first appearances of each starter, we have Johto releasing September 3rd and Kanto releasing October 8th.
Well, look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Wow. We do have one piece of miscellaneous news before we jump into our Pokemon Direct review and discussion. And that is, three more songs in the P25 music campaign have been revealed. The songs are remixes of Mabel's Take It Home, Vince Staples' Got 'Em, which we've listened to before, which is pretty good, and Sin's Wonderful. Songs created for the P25 music, but remixed by the artist Zoo, with a different twist, including some samples of Pokemon music. They are now available to stream on all music platforms, including YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. Rolling out as it hits midnight, which it definitely has, in whatever region it comes from. That's our news.
That's our news. Sweet. So I'm actually really excited to talk about this. Well, I guess the second part of the main topic, but first what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break.
Before we do that.
Right, before we do that. So we will be right back after these messages. Thanks, guys, for holding out. So before we get to the main topic, we're going to go ahead and introduce one of two trainer challenges for the upcoming giveaway. You're going to want to check it out. We've got a massive amount of stuff to give away. I have two ETBs of bulk available. Sam's got some bulk available. Two Kanto region tins, a booster box, and a premier ball, as well as a
Gardevoir V themed deck. Forgot what they called it. Not a theme deck anymore.
Right. So we've got plenty of stuff to give away. And all you have to do is listen on to our episodes. Each episode has a trainer challenge into it, in which when you complete that, includes an entry, and the entry will be added on to the drawing of winning this giveaway. Anyways, so for this trainer challenge, I guess for this trainer challenge, what I'm going to want you guys to do in order to... This is what I want you to do. Post on your story. Tag us in it. Be sure to tag us in it.
Because if we aren't tagged, we can't see it. You can't get your entry.
Right. So tag us in your story and basically do a quick little video explaining why your favorite Pokemon is your favorite Pokemon. And so that will be your trainer. That will be one of two trainer challenges that you have going on for the weekend of this.
This week.
Episode.
Words are hard.
Words much hard. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. So, Pokemon Direct, Sam, we'll have you start.
Yeah, for sure. So, basically, how this is going to work is I'm going to give, like, a brief summary of what we saw, because it was a 30-minute Pokemon Direct. Jake's going to give opinions, I'm going to give opinions, and then wrap up.
Wrap it up.
So, Jake, do you want to go by Diamond and Pearl first, and then Legends of Arceus, or me explain everything first and go
from there? Let's go Diamond and Pearl and Legends of Arceus.
Okay. So, Diamond and Pearl, as we know, 15 years after the original games came out, are finally getting remakes for the Switch. We still have the chibi style that has been shockingly controversial, even though it looks really good.
Yeah.
I think it looks good. we've finally seen some gameplay, we've seen some action, we've seen some new features. Some of those new features include, like, little stickers you can put on your Pokeball, and then when you let your Pokemon out, the effects of the stickers, like, shows as well. It's a super cute feature. They've changed the format of contests, which was really big in Sinnoh.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, it changed it from, okay, do this move and click at the right time, to all of a sudden being more of an intensive rhythm game, which, as a musician, I'm all for, and any way we can sneakily teach our children rhythm is wonderful, and staying on beat is great. So, the music education nerd in me is excited about that one. But then also just how it looks is better. There's one feature that I didn't think I'd see that is super exciting, and that is the fact that, like in Heart Gold, Soul Silver, you can have your Pokemon follow you again.
Oh, okay, fun.
Yeah, and that was like the biggest draw to that game, because it was just something silly that had no effect on mechanics whatsoever, but you could have a Pokemon out and follow you, kind of like
in Yellow.
Yeah, in Yellow, and then Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, you had the same thing, to where you had like Pikachu or Eevee on your shoulder, and then whoever was first in your party would follow you.
Right.
So that's really, really cool. There are some things that I'm super happy to see that they kept, and that includes like going underground and mining and building your own secret base. That was always one of the really fun parts of like Sinnoh for me, even though I had no friends, so I couldn't actually go to anybody else's secret base.
I'm sorry, I should not laugh at that. That's the way you casually said it.
I couldn't go to anybody else's secret base.
If you guys are hearing this, please be Sam's friend on Brilliant Diamond or Shining Pearl.
Okay. I am on the verge of tears in real life.
We'll be your friend, Sam.
Thanks. But yeah, so the whole point of secret bases was so you could... It's like a really elaborate game of capture the flag.
Really?
To where everybody had their secret bases and you could go to theirs and like steal their flag and bring it back to your base. I don't know if they're still having that, but it was a cool way for you to like essentially decorate like your own little Pokemon room, and you could get like plushies and stuff.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah. And so then it's funny in the new like trailer. And I know there's a feature for this, and I forgot what it was, but they have, like, jade statues of, like, a Charizard and a Snorlax, and it's almost culty.
Really?
Yeah. But it's cool. They look good. You get to, like, hit the gems with the hammers, and it looks good. It's nostalgic and fresh at the same time. They're staying true to the game, but adding more features, and they're adding like little areas that you couldn't get to before. So I'm personally very excited for this.
It's going to be a fun game. I know I've pre-ordered Brilliant Diamond, so that will be it'll be a fun game. I haven't played the previous one, so this will be a fun way of checking this game out and, you know, just kind of doing a thing.
Yeah. Also Chibi Cynthia, super cute. Garchomp's still gonna destroy you. That Garchomp is apparently like one of the hardest like trainer Pokemon in the entire franchise.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's good. I'm like, it's good.
Gotta get an equally strong Garchomp.
Dragon v Dragon.
Garchomp versus Garchomp.
Yeah. So like Diamond and Pearl, I'm super stoked on. I have pre-ordered both games. And I can't wait. The games come out November 19th. So here in just a couple months, actually.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to do a review on it for sure here
review.
On...
Review. It'll be a good holiday present for sure. And, you know, I'm just ready to jump back into Sinnoh and sort of play the games that I started with again. One more thing. They brought back the Union Rooms. So the Union Rooms... Sorry, we're going to go off on another tangent. The Union Rooms...
Go for it.
...are In your Pokemon Center, it's actually three levels in this game. The downstairs level I never really cared about. It was something. The upstairs level was a union room where you could get together with people either via locally or online. And you can trade, you can battle, you can chat with, like, your friends. And they had to be your friends because safety is important, kids. Yeah. Always be safe. Internet safety is a real thing. Yeah, but so you could get together with your friends and trade and battle and do all that stuff. And I had a 3DS and I had a DS, so I would jump in the union room with myself and trade.
Hey, if it works, it works.
So even though Mandy sent that fucking Haunter with an Everstone, that bitch, I still got my Gengar, fuck you. And I also traded a Kadabra in order to get an Alakazam. So you can do that, or you can be super lame like me, and it's fine. It's got real sad.
Oh, shit.
The game is Pokemon Home compatible, so that'll be super cool. You can get Pokemon from Pokemon Home. I'm assuming it's just up until Sinnoh. I don't know if there is a full national Dex with all 900 Pokemon now. But at the time of release, it'll still be 898. And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
So that is Diamond and Pearl. Do you have anything to add?
No, I'm excited to play it. I'm excited to check out the Sinnoh region for the first time. You know, and I'm still kind of figuring out which starter I'm going to choose.
I always bounce back and forth between Turtwig and Piplup. I never chose Chimchar, and you know what? That was fucking stupid. And here's why. There's like two or three fire types found in Sinnoh in the whole game. The other one is Ponyta. So you have Infernape, which is a good Pokemon, like legitimately good firefighting, and Ponyta.
Oof.
So, fire type's a thing, just not in Sinnoh.
Yeah. Honestly, I've been going back and forth between those two as well. But maybe knowing the information you gave me, I might choose differently just because.
Right. I do eventually want to see a remake of Platinum, because Platinum takes you to the Distortion world where you get Giratina.
Right.
And also, I really hope that they find a way to allow you to get all the Regis, because you need Regirock, Regice, and Registeel in order to unlock and get Regigigas. So, I mean, yeah, you could transfer them from Go to Home and then from Home to Diamond and Pearl, but
that's a workaround.
That's a loophole. Originally, like, you were supposed to transfer them from Emerald or Ruby and Sapphire, like, straight to your game there. So, either way, it's kind of a workaround in order to get Regigigas. I'm curious to see how they'll handle that now. I'm sure you'll just have to have them in your decks. So, Home. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Legends of Arceus.
Yeah. Really brief overview, because there was so much going on in this game.
Oh, yeah.
So much. Ancient Sinnoh is where this game takes place. Throughout the whole thing, you see, like, Mount Coronet, you see the fields of Sinnoh. The only city around is Jubilife City, which back then was called Jubilife Village. Which, if you played Diamond and Pearl, you know that Jubilife is the biggest city in Sinnoh, so it makes sense that it would also be the first and the oldest. The region back then was called the Hisui region, and we are learning a ton about the Hisui region just from this trailer. For me, at least, the most exciting things is that we have some regional variants of Growlithe. And then we have a regional variant of Growlithe. We have new Pokemon altogether. some evolutions of Pokemon we didn't think we'd get, which we'll talk about in just a little bit because I think it's cool. And we see some really interesting gameplay that actually goes completely against what, like, the mainline games do. And I figure we're going to talk about that as well, so I'm not going to go down deep right now. But Jake, go ahead and give us your spiel
on
the Hisui region.
I love it. So it's kind of got this, obviously, this feudal ancient Japan feel to it for sure, which is really awesome. And we're seeing it's clearly obviously a prequel to what we know as the modern day Pokemon world, pre-war meaning before Lieutenant Surge's time in combat.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got this open world concept and everything from, I love how the concept of catching and battling Pokemon is, where it's kind of more like an actual wild safari type of a feel.
Mm-hmm.
Where there requires catching, crouching, and hiding, and actually interacting with the Pokemon, which you would see probably similar into the anime and, you know, in real life. Was, and not only that, like, the Pokemon attack you, and yeah, you can get damage. And I love the fact that, like, in order to initiate battle with them, you have to throw a Pokeball of your Pokemons at them, which initiates a battle, which you can then battle them and then catch them. Or you could sneak up and catch them. And the fact that, as well, is the Pokemon have kind of a interaction process, too, to where it's, like, some are more aggressive than others, some are sketched out and, like, fly away. And so you're really seeing the personality of these Pokemon types and or Pokemon itself individually. So you see a lot more life into that, you know. And then we're seeing, like, obviously we'll talk more about these new Pokemon that we see in there, which I guess two of them seem like ancient forms of Pokemon that we have now, Growlithe and the deer one, which looks like the one deer that we have now. So we're obviously seeing that not only are there, like, evolutions to Pokemon, but that the Pokemon itself have evolved and adapted to change with the time of the Pokemon itself. So it's beautiful. I know people are comparing it to Zelda Breath of the Wild, but with Pokemon breathing. And so I have not played Zelda. I'm not a huge Zelda fan. Not that I dislike it. I've just never...
Oh, shit.
I've never, you know, I've just never played it, so, like, I don't get the hype. But for me to have this open world concept and just, like, the mechanics of catching Pokemon, I think it's going to completely change how Pokemon is played for the future. If people hop onto it, you know, as far as, like, catching and battling wild Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's phenomenal. I'm super excited, and it's pretty realistic.
Yeah. So, like Jake mentioned, there are a couple of new Pokemon. Growlithe has an alternate form. It's Hisuian Growlithe. And it reminds me of, like, a little pre-evolution to a Foo Dog, if you think of those statues there. Which would be super cool to see. I've seen some fan art of what the Arcanine would look like. And if the actual Pokemon is as good as that, it's going to be top notch.
Right.
We also see some evolutions that we don't see in the modern games. But Stantler from the Johto region now has an evolution called Weirdeer. And it is a giant white deer with a big fluffy chest that you can ride on.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to, like, a horse.
Which I'm super excited for. I cannot wait to gallop all around.
Right. And then Basculin actually gets an evolution called Basculegion, which you can also ride on, only in the water. So it's like a boat. And I just think it's cool. They've added two new Pokemon, making us at an even 900 now. The battle style's completely different. You talked about...
That's right. Yes. I completely forgot about it. Yes.
You've talked about how Pokemon can attack you and how you initiate a battle. either by going up to it and it just attacks you, or throwing your own Pokeball with a Pokemon in it. But there is, it's funny, they're actually bringing stuff in from the TCG in this game, and they have strong style, and they have like agile style or something like that.
Which is rapid strike, single strike.
But... exactly, yeah. Strong style essentially makes your move stronger, but gives you more of a delay in timing. And agile style makes your moves a little bit weaker, right, but you can let them off faster.
Which also is pretty cool to this, too, is like, so depending on how you play your Pokemon, you could attack more than once in a turn,
yeah,
versus turn by turn, which could be a huge, like...
it could be a big game changer.
Right.
And it's more true to the anime.
Yeah.
I mean, in the anime, they don't just take turns and here we go.
Yeah. I end my turn.
Yeah. So it's really interesting that they really are basing it off of speed, truly, not just deciding, oh, who speeds faster? Okay, you go first. So that's something I'm super excited about, the new battle mechanic. I'm curious to see how it'll work. But I think it'll do really well.
Right. I think it's going to be intense, because here's the thing is, it's like, you are really going to have to pay attention to Pokemon stats. And it honestly works with the game mechanics. Like, you're supposed to be, you know, helping set up the first
Pokedex
for this region, you know, and you're helping the Galactic.
It's like a research team called like Team Galaxy or something, which I'll talk about in just a second.
Right, which is cool because on their building they've got a Galarian Weezing fun Easter egg. So basically, like, we're seeing... So this gets rid of a lot of fan theories for Pokemon, where it's just like, we're Pokemon created, and then this is a Poke-apocalyptic world. So I feel like we're going to get a lot of these questions answered, one, through the story, on are they these Pokemon happening naturally? You know, and it's just our technology that allows us to capture them and train them. Or is this like a, you know, it is a post-apocalyptic world and we're just seeing like the early years of the rebuilding of that. I don't know. I feel like we're going to get some answers to some of these fan theories about it. So I'm really, 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 really excited for this game.
Yeah, me too. Going back to like Galaxy, whatever. I honestly genuinely believe it's a precursor to Team Galactic, which are the villains in the Sinnoh region. So I'm expecting we'll still get like a whole, almost like a Chairman Rose type thing, to where you think he's the good guy and he's doing what he can for the best of the good of the area. But in reality, he's not. And I feel like it's going to be similar with this group. Another really cool thing about this game that I failed to mention is that this is sort of the first game where people are genuinely afraid of Pokemon. These people who live here don't work with Pokemon. They don't interact with Pokemon. They don't keep Pokemon as pets. Pokemon are wild creatures, something to be afraid of. And they mentioned it, like, when they attack you, that's what makes them scared of Pokemon. So you have a whole different dynamic with this game than anything you've seen in the mainline games. And I think it's going to be super cool. Do I personally think that they're going to replace the mainline games with something like this? No. And here's why, because you don't fix something that isn't broken. Pokemon Company has lasted 25 years essentially doing the exact same game on different systems. And as long as it continues to work, I don't think they're going to change it. However, the title gives me hope. And... the title gives me hope because it has Pokemon Legends and then it has : Arceus. So I'm thinking we might have a Pokemon Legends Mew. Pokemon Legends Victini. Every mythical Pokemon we have, or legendary Pokemon we have, we could potentially get a really awesome spin-off game for.
Right, like just a new series of legends where we're discovering the origin and or history of Pokemon. Dude, if we had like a Pokemon Legends Mew, that'd be fucking insane. Like, here's the thing. They would reveal and drop so much shit. Like, it... Like, we're talking about the quote-unquote first Pokemon.
Yeah.
Right. So we would be seeing, I don't want to say primitive, but I think they're getting to the point where, like, the Pokemon company's answering questions and being like, no, this is the history of the world, and this is what it looks like. And I love it. Right. Like, I love it, love it, love it.
The one thing that does concern me, though, and it's a double-edged sword, is that Game Freak is the one making it. Game Freak has done really well in the past, but they stumbled, and they stumbled hard with Sword and Shield. As far as like development goes and cleanliness of the world, if you go in the wild area, some of those trees do not look like trees. It definitely could have just been like done cleaner and better if they were given more time.
I guess I really haven't paid attention that much. Like, it wasn't like an issue to me, I guess, but...
It wasn't an issue to me personally, but I'd see it. I'm like, huh, you can see every single pixel of that tree when you shouldn't have. Right. Especially for a system
is it like
the Switch.
Right.
I mean, yeah, the Switch isn't on par with like Xbox or PlayStation, but it's much better than a Game Boy.
Right.
And there were cleaner designs in like Sun and Moon. But... The one thing that does, that I believe really helps out, is the fact that they are not the people making Diamond and Pearl. Game Freak is not doing Diamond and Pearl. It's another company altogether.
Right.
So that means the people at Game Freak could devote everybody, every team, to this one game. Instead of having to split, oh, one team's doing Diamond and Pearl, one team's doing Arceus, one team's working on the next game, whatever. They could focus more on this game, which looks absolutely incredible based off of what we've seen. And I don't want this game to be ruined by shitty animation, I guess. So, you never know. Hopefully Game Freak stepped it up from Sword and Shield. I think they did based off of what we've seen.
No, I agree, and yeah. You know, honestly, I'm like I said, I'm really excited for this game. It'll definitely be one that I'm pre-ordering, and will play avidly. It's definitely going to be like one of those weird things because, like, I'm still playing Sword and Shield, but now I'm trying to get into Unite, and then on top of that, like Snap, and then now Diamond and Pearl, and Legends of Arceus. So it's going to be one of those things where, like, I probably will have to block it out and play it as a complete games. But for the sake of the review, I'll probably play Arceus pretty heavily, and one of the other games will get dropped. Pokemon Snap is definitely like a leisure play, so like I could pick that up and play it anytime. There's no like necessary need to complete it, because it's like a play it when you're relaxed kind of a thing.
Right, and they're always constantly adding stuff, so...
Right. Whereas Arceus, I think it's going to be like, I'm going to want to talk about this, like, when it's hot, fresh, and ready, because one, analytics. And two, because, like, I don't want to have to find things out from the internet. Like, I want to experience it firsthand and be part of the train,
right,
rather than finding out through the train passing by.
Yeah, that's how it was for Sword and Shield with me, because I didn't get a Switch right off the bat. And Sword and Shield was honestly some of the first games released. And so I didn't get a Switch till probably a couple years later.
Same.
And so...
It was just one of those things where it just wasn't on like my priority list, but...
Right. Like, I knew a lot about Galar before I even played the game. And that's okay.
No, yeah.
But... This is definitely one of those games that I want to be first on, like, getting it that day, playing it that night.
Right. No, I agree. It's definitely one of those things where, like, hopefully you and I will be like, dude, did you find this? Dude, did you see this? Like, bro, have you fucking checked this out? It'll definitely be one of those games where I want to be on top of it. I'm really excited for this game. And honestly, the more I find out about it, the more
excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think they're both going to be wonderful games. And, you know, they're two totally different, like, play styles. So if you are a Pokemon fan, but you're not necessarily a fan of the mainline games, try Arceus, because it's nothing like the mainline games. If you are a fan of the mainline games, try Arceus, because it's going to be good. Like, there are going to be very few things that can absolutely destroy this game. And right now, I don't think that they're going to happen. So, whether you're comfortable with, like, the mainline games and that's it, or whether you just want to try something new, whether you're a fan of Sinnoh, whether you've never been to Sinnoh, pick up one or both or all three of these games and just try them out. They're great. They're absolutely great.
No, yeah, and I'm honestly, like I said, I'm stoked. It's gonna be fun. I'm excited to, you know, play Diamond and Pearl for the first time in the revamp, as well as I'm not necessarily a fan of the Goat in the Fence, but despite that whole lore,
he is our Lord and Savior.
I think that's so stupid. Like, it's dumb. Because it's like, I feel like eventually there's going to be plot holes in the whole, like, Pokemon God theory. But maybe it's more of a, like, he's got the power of a deity. We'll find out more in Arceus, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to find more about this character. And maybe it's just more than he just is God and therefore accept. I like that sometimes, you know, like with Hercules and Marvel and DC or like anime, like they're gods, they're not like necessarily like omnipotent beings, as in like celestial beings with a high amount of power and therefore godlike.
Yeah,
you know, so maybe that's what we'll see. Who knows, I don't know. Maybe Arceus is the creator of the entire all creation of Pokemon and humanity, and like that was Arceus's whole intention of you know, of existence, and that will be just equally as cool. As long as, I guess, we get some more, like, solidified answer of just, like, therefore.
Right. Yeah. I think we have both shared our thoughts on these games. I think last thing, we're both excited. We're both gonna be playing them probably as soon as they come out. Listen up for those episodes. I don't know when they're going to fall in relation to the games, but that next that next episode after the game releases, both for Diamond and Pearl and for Arceus, be on the lookout for a review, because I know there will be no trouble in getting us to play these games right away.
Right. No, absolutely. So It's gonna be dope, and I'm excited for it.
Sounds like Arnold has a lisp.
Yeah. Arnold. So, yeah. So, with that, guys, that's kind of been our episode. But before we go, Sam is gonna give you your second trainer challenge for the week, because it's a double whammy. So,
be prepared.
Yeah, so if you listened to last episode, you may have noticed we did not do a trainer challenge. And that was our boo-boo. That was our fault.
New schedules, man. Give us some slack.
New schedules are hard. So that's why you are getting two this week. I can hear her purr from here.
Double penetration.
Whoop.
Boop. And the Apple Pencil goes, whoop.
So for this one, gonna be a little bit interesting, and I don't care what you take a picture of, but tag us in your story, tag us in your answer. We want to know what your favorite Pokemon movie is.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So it means
you can But you have to do it in the nude.
No. You could take a picture of the sky and then tag us and say, my favorite Pokemon movie is blank. or you could take a picture of your cat. I would love to see animals. And then tell us what your favorite Pokemon movie is. For this week, the picture doesn't matter. For this challenge, the picture doesn't matter. But the content does. Let us know what your favorite Pokemon movie is. Also, don't forget to tag us, because if we can't see it, we can't get you your entry.
Right.
So, Jake, do you know what your favorite Pokemon movie is?
I'm going to go... I have two. But straight up, the OG original Pokemon the movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back, not the remake, the original one.
It's fair.
And then my second one would be the Pokemon movie 2000.
Love that one.
Third would be Detective Pikachu.
Ooh, Detective Pikachu is a good one. I think my top two, don't get me wrong, Mewtwo Strikes Back is great. It's wonderful.
Classic.
Not my top two. It's like number three.
Okay, fair.
My top favorite would be Pokemon Movie 2000. That was the first Pokemon movie I saw.
Nah, okay, I can see my, why.
Like, Pokemon's like a family ordeal with me. My grandmother got me into it. Way back when, my grandmother, and you know when you had to, like, record VCRs, you had to just let it sit.
Right, yeah.
My grandmother sat through this movie just to record it for me on a blank VCR tape, commercials and all. And so that was the first Pokemon movie I saw. And, you know, my grandmother thought of me when she's like, oh, fuck, I have to sit through this freaking movie for my 6-year-old. And so that was super cool. And then my second one would honestly be Pokemon Movie 3. That's the one where we start seeing stuff from Johto.
Right.
That's the one where we get introduced to Entei. And Entei becomes a fucking weirdo and kidnaps Ash's mom.
Oh, I remember that. He's just like, I'm gonna eat your mom.
No, no. So, little girl's dad is like a Pokemon researcher, whatever. And he's like, whenever you think of Entei, that's me. And then he like gets sucked up by the unknown or something. And like, the little girl's upset, and understandably. And so like, Entei just appears out of nowhere. And he's like, I'm your father to this child, even though it's a legendary Pokemon. Creates like this giant ice crystal chasm castle out of their house. Kidnaps Ash's mom and is like, you are mama! And it's fucking wild.
And then Ash gets a phone call and he says, I have a particular set of skills.
And so, like, this one was just so off the fucking walls.
Oh, shit.
Like, where the fuck her mom actually was. Like, she comes back later in the picture.
He's like,
he kidnaps the bitch.
Was, like, Entei not willing to travel, like, 5 miles the other direction to get actual mom? He's like, you know, I'm just going to hit the drive-thru and just pick up a random mom.
Pick up a mom. And so this one was so off the walls. But I'm like, fuck, it's good. And here we are. And it's one of my favorite movies. And so I am in the process of actually, speaking of 2000, learning Lugia's song on the trumpet because it's cool. Super pretty.
Well,
so tell us your favorite movie. Yeah, that was a long story short. I better see some Pokemon movie threes in there because it's fucking wild.
Right. No, for sure. So go ahead, fill out those trainer challenges and get your entries in. And then once we have an updated collection of cards, we'll post another picture showing you guys what we have for you to win. So don't forget to do that. And hey, don't forget also to like and subscribe and review us, because we want to know how we're doing as a podcast. If you listen to us, and if you do, we're sorry.
Yeah, we understand if there's like a couple of 1-star reviews and saying if I could give it 0, I would.
But then again, it's like you keep listening to us, so
You know, it's almost like Howard Stern. Like, his fans are like, I want to hear what he's going to say next. And then everybody who hates him keeps listening because they want to hear what he's going to say next.
Right. So, anyways, guys, we appreciate you for listening. You have a great next couple of weeks. It'll be this episode when it's out. We'll skip a Tuesday, and the Tuesday after we'll have it. So kind of get used to that new schedule up until the school year ends. In the summer, we'll go weekly. Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Critical Hit. I am Jake. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattoo.raichu.
I'm Sam.
Bash Mantha.
I was looking up that commercial about butts. I'm Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
And don't forget to follow Brittany on TikTok and Instagram at SpookyVaporian. That's spooky with an I. And no longer on OnlyFans because they're not doing that anymore. You guys have a great week. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.